Welcome to the Draft Talk podcast, your one-stop shop for all your draft needs. And as you've guessed, this podcast, we talk about the draft, the NFL draft. And as you've probably also guessed, we are very, very close to the draft itself. Some would say too close, super close. But yeah, we're not concerned. We're prepared. We've done all our scouting. We've got our big boards. We're good to go. And that's what we're going to do. We've got a draft. We're going to do one final mock draft today. Before we do, let us be polite and introduce ourselves. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as ever, it's Stu and Owen. How are you guys?
Yeah, all good. I don't want to call you a liar, Brian, but there's a lot of factually incorrect there with what you just said with your opening statement. I am not prepared. It can't come soon enough. It's just the complete opposite of what you just said. Yeah, it's finally draft week, which means we question everything that we've been thinking for the last 51 weeks.
I know. Yeah, you put in all the work, don't you? And then you think, no, that's going to be different. And there's lots of second guesses. It's smokescreen season. It's getting really, really close to the draft now. I'm actually just really excited. I'm ticking off the minutes, hours till we get there. So, yeah, this should be fun to occupy my time, keep my brain without running away with myself. Let's get on with this mock draft, which should be good fun.
Yeah, let's do it. Last week, we touched on all the trades that could happen, and basically anything can happen.
We had a comment on that video, which was, so you're telling me anyone? I was like, yeah, fair enough. We just spent an hour just telling you exactly that. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a really short.
That's not lies. That's very true, isn't it? Yeah, it's very true, because, yeah, there's no clear path to it. So we could end up just trading every pick here and see how we get on.
Right, I think for the sake of our sanity, we'll try and not do every pick. But yeah, we're going to include some trades, which we haven't done before. So let's see how that goes. It should be good fun. But yeah, here we go. Shock horror. It's obviously the Bears picking first. I don't know if they're going to trade. But anyway, Stu, that's up to you. Kick us off. First pick of this year's final mock draft.
Yeah, not going to mess around with trades here. I think we'll spend lots of time talking about lots of picks. This one, we're not going to spend much time on. Caleb Williams, quarterback from USC, straight off the board. I think that's where the Chicago Bears are going to go, and that's where I'm going to go with this pick as well. I think it's the sensible pick, the right pick. So I'm not going to get too crazy to begin with.
Can't have any arguments with that, I don't think. So, yeah, let's crack on. Number two is myself with the Washington Commanders. It's a toss-up between the quarterbacks, really, isn't it? I think first it looked like it was Drake May. Now it seems to be heading towards Jaden Daniels, depending on who you listen to. I don't know, it's horses for courses. Who do you fancy? I'm going to go with the new consensus of Jaden Daniels, because it's different from last time. So, yeah, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels to the Commanders at number two. Which means, Owen, it's your first pick. At number three, it's the Patriots.
Yeah, so we've reached the point of the season, I said, with a draft week where I've gone from, yeah, they're 100% picking a quarterback. We spoke just days ago, and yeah, they're 100% picking a quarterback, to, yeah, but what if? But what if? We've done that before, so I'm not going to do it. I think the last mock draft we did, you picked for the Patriots, didn't you, Stu? And you had them going for Marvin Harrison Jr. Part of me does now think, yeah, but what if? But we're not going to do it. We need a quarterback. Drake May is perfectly acceptable to be drafting this high up because he is a really good prospect. You don't know when you're going to get a prospect like Drake May again. So we are just going to take him with number three.
Back to you, Stu. You're picking for the Cardinals.
I'm sitting here looking at my phone. I'm seeing who's going to offer what for me at number four for the Cardinals. If no one offers, I'm pretty secure in who I am going to pick, but I'd be interested to see any of the teams that you guys have coming up in the next wee bit. The teams I've got, I don't think I'm going to trade up, but you guys have some teams that are probably going to be interested in this because there is still a quarterback on the board that might go high. So, open to offers. Let's see where we can get to.
It's tough, isn't it? It's where you go. I mean, if you I don't want to talk through too much exactly what I did last week, but it's what would you have to pay to jump up to four? And is it he's potentially going to do it. The Vikings are, you know, they're the hot choice, but would they do it? How much are you going to have to pay for that? I don't know.
It's going to cost you the two first at least.
Oh, yeah.
I do think the Cardinals would be very interested in getting out of this pick. Mm-hmm. It's just, what is it going to cost? Yeah, would you be interested in making an offer with, you're not that interested with Minnesota? Brian, you've got Minnesota at 11. Is there something you're waiting for, or you just wanted to use the two firsts?
Is it
the quarterback that's on the board that you don't want to pay for? Is that the question?
I think that's it. I think that's, can you get a quarterback number four, or maybe quarterback number five, having to pay less? Or do you think, you know what, I don't know. I think they sit thinking that no one else is going to trade there. Maybe you can, you know, trade with Chargers at five. And the Giants might pick a quarterback, but they need to trade with them. I don't know. What do you guys?
We'll be picking a quarterback at six if you don't move up.
Maybe I'll wait till five then.
On trade with you? Oh no, you won't be trading with yourself. Right, will you? Yeah, you will.
Would, yeah.
Oh, that's a fly move. You're going to keep your powder dry on this one.
I'm keeping my powder dry for now.
Okay. Fine. You don't have it. Anyone you're coming up with.
Well, we can talk. if you wanted to move back to six.
I'd be interested to see what you'd offer me for six.
The thing is,
the Cardinals don't need a lot of draft capital, but if they could pick up a bit extra and play around and move around again, I think they'd be happy to do so.
Give you a fourth rounder for it, and I'll maybe throw in like the fourth next year.
Yeah, to come back. You're thinking if I trade back, I'm either getting Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison. I'm gonna, and that's it. Yeah, why not? Because I might use those two fourths later on.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah. Number six, a fourth this year and a fourth next year.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go for it. Because I might use them to move around again later on.
Lovely. Now, just to throw a spanner in the works, do I just take Marvin Harrison Jr. because we really need him?
You're not trading for that. You're not going to do that, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm taking JJ McCarthy.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad move for the Giants. And considering the capital you've given up there, I think if the Giants knew right now it was just going to cost them two fours, they'd 100% do that.
Let's do that then. Excellent.
Yeah, done.
Done.
Good job. Watch out, Vikings.
You can't see my screen. I'm the one recording it.
Yeah.
I've already done it.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, yeah, so you've made JJ McCarthy pick, and now it's about to have, you're going to have to keep track of this, because I've already gone and we've done one trade.
It's Mr. Indecisive over here.
He's been gazumped.
Yes, it is myself with the Chargers, and I think they're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr., and I think they'll be really happy with it. Unless anyone wants to jump up and I don't know if there's anything to jump up for. But yeah, I think that's a nice need. I think he's the best player in the draft. So
yeah,
wrap me a little card in, send it into the, I don't know, they don't write cards anymore, do they?
Part of me still thinks that, I don't know, what do they just do, Joel? it's such a dilemma in my head. Everyone's going Marvin Harrison, bit in my head and going, yeah, but do they? I don't know. I'm really, I don't
know. Ryan's made the pick.
Struggling.
I'm just talking.
I've already locked it in.
I'm
just talking it through. Like, just part of me goes, yeah, but what? Are they either just being really quiet and playing up to all the offensive tackle hype and just, you know, playing the game knowing they're just going to take the wide receiver? Or do they actually want to do it? Intriguing to find out.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we've got the Arizona pick.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, good. Okay. Then I think if this was the situation that played out, I think they would take Malik Nabers. I personally would take Romo Odunze, as we know he's my wide receiver too, but if we're going to play the game as if I'm Cardinals GM, I think they will take Malik Nabers at that spot. They've gathered a little bit of draft capital and still got a very, very good wide receiver and potential space to kick around and move up a little bit later on. So yeah, I'm going to go with Malik Nabers.
Very good. It's you against you for the Titans.
Yeah, this one's the easiest one of the lot. I'm not trading anyone. You can offer, unless you offer me the world, which no one's going to do because all the quarterbacks are gone. Joe Alt, he's coming off the board now for me. That gives them a really nasty left side, that offensive line with Joe Alt and Peter Skoronski, and something to start building around Will Levis with. I could have gone receiver, I think, as well. They have a need there, but let's go that later on because I don't think, again, a tackle prospect as good as Joe Alt further down the board. So Joe Alt is a man for me with the Tennessee Titans.
I would be intrigued if someone does move up there. That's a spot I keep coming back to. If someone wants to trade up for a receiver, then it makes sense because both Atlanta and Chicago behind could both think about it. So if someone really wants a receiver, then that's the spot to get up.
Yeah, you want to probably bounce those two teams if you're going to do it. But yeah, for me, this time, I wasn't entertaining offers when Joe Alt's
in there. I don't know who it would be.
If he goes at five, then that conversation opens up a little bit.
Yeah, Joe Alt, there you go. So it's myself at eight with Atlanta. I think we'll do what everyone thinks they're going to do and take Dallas Turner. Unless, again, if someone wants to trade, keep forgetting. Someone wants to pat my hand off, like, you know, there's players there. But, yeah, I think we'll go Dallas Turner. Oh, yeah, they could just add another offensive skill position. That's just what they do, isn't it? But
yeah,
you've got to stop that at some point, surely.
Will they? Yeah, I think that is probably the spot. If there is going to be a defensive player, it's probably going to be Atlanta. But it wouldn't surprise me. If Romo Odunze is still sitting on the board, could they be tempted?
I'd do it. But
yeah, we know you'd do it.
Chicago at nine. All right, are you going to do it?
I'm open to a trade. If anyone wants the receiver who maybe wants to jump in front here, then I'm open to it. I'll talk through my process while you're thinking about the teams that you've got. That we don't have enough picks, which is why we've only got four in the draft, which is why I'm open to trading back. And given the needs that we have, I think we can get. Look, Romo Odunze staring us in the face, which sounds a lot of fun, but we're probably serviceable at this point at wide receiver, which means that we can go the direction that we want. And that could mean getting the player that we're eyeing further down. And that would be a defensive player for me, probably a defensive lineman. So I'm open if anyone fancies it. Going once, going twice.
Yeah, those teams are probably that I have. I'm just thinking, who have I got next coming up? The Jets, would they flip it? I don't know. Raiders, again, they've probably got some other needs elsewhere. Bolts, they have a need at wide receiver, I think. That would probably be my team, but I don't know if Chicago would want to come as far back. Well, they still get a very good defensive lineman at 15. Yeah, what would it take to jump up there from the Colts, do you think? You've got it all of...
Yeah, once it.
Once let me. So we've got Chicago.
We are going a bit slow on the simulator at the moment, which is a little bit annoying.
I think it's because every man and his dog doing a mock, right?
yeah, probably. So we've obviously got pick 15. Chicago doesn't have a second rounder, but I think a first and a second to jump that is maybe a bit steep.
Yeah, this. I mean, the simulator saying that the third would do it.
Yeah, they've got pick 82.
Feels a little light.
What about pick 82, it's your third rounder, and then you've got nothing after. What about you? What about our six rounders?
Six is fine. I was going to say maybe a fifth, but yeah, six would be fine. So
yeah, 15, 82, and 191. Pick 15, pick 82. That gives you another third rounder, and then a sixth rounder.
Yeah, I would. If I was Ryan Bowles, I would do that. I'm happy to do that.
And I would do that because it still leaves them with a second rounder, another fourth rounder, fifth rounder, seventh rounder.
Yeah. Just to give the thought process here, I'm thinking a defensive lineman, both interior and edge, I'm happy going either. And I'm going to get the players, which are my in. I'm going to get that player at 15, so we're doing it.
Yeah, so they're going to jump up. Colts are going to jump up. We're going to pick Romo Dunze, number 9, to the Indianapolis Colts to pair alongside Michael Pittman. Give some weapons for Anthony Richardson.
You've done it. It's in.
Sold. Okay, so who's next, Brian? You've got the list, have you?
No, it's you.
It's me. Oh, it's me. It's okay. You. God, this is confusing. We're only at pick 10. Bloody hell, I'm already lost. Right, okay. So Jets, two options I'm thinking of here. Do a pull the trigger and take Brock Bowers here. I would rather have an offensive lineman. I would think that they've got a lot of options of how they play that position. They've got tackles that have come in. We've got someone who can slot into anything. Troy Fatanu, Washington. Yeah, I'm going for him. I think he's worthy of that pick. He could play anywhere on that offensive line. I don't think the tackles are going to stay healthy the whole season. He could kick in there. He could play at guard. Yeah. Troy Fatanu from Washington is going to be my pick for the Jets. And I hate to say it because I don't want him in my division not playing for my team.
Which is, now it's myself. Yep. With the Vikings. I've got a thing on the screen. I've been making notes and my writing's awful. So, yeah. Right, Vikings. Probably too early for that. I gotta go quarterback. Got a couple of needs here, haven't we? Let's have a look.
Yeah, like the quarterback thing while you're looking, like at this point, you're gonna probably get that quarterback at 23 at this point.
Yeah.
You'll get one of them at 23 by waiting. However, this is how it plays out or not is another question. But it very much might. There's no guarantee that a team will take the offer of 11 and 23. We're thinking that it's just, well, it's done deal. Someone will take that. Well, it's not necessarily.
Yeah, you see what the Vikings are wanting to do, but team wants and other team wants is it's another story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what do they need? Maybe defensive line, I think.
Yeah, corner as well. They always seem to go corner, don't they? But yeah, probably defensive line.
Yeah. I think we'll go Jared Verse from Florida State. Seems a bit boring, but if you're after a quarterback and you missed it, and you just need to put some talent on there.
Yeah, I think they need some talent on the defensive line, don't they? Mm. They've lost the main pass rusher from last year, so tooling up again is not a bad idea.
Indeed. So, all right, shoot with Denver Broncos.
Another team who I'm happy to trade back with if someone wants to move up. The reason being we are a little bit light on selections. We desperately need a quarterback. But I'm tempted to wait on it just to play the board. Whether when it comes to Thursday night, they can afford to do that is a different question because we have other needs to fill as well. We still need defensive line. We certainly need receiver too, considering Jerry Judy's gone. Cameron Sutton's there, isn't he? But it seems to be acting up a little bit, which makes me think he could be traded at some point. If someone's interested, then I'm willing to talk.
Oh, I love trading. So Let's.
Who though?
I'm trying to think who. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of who my picks are. Yeah, I've got the wrong pick. It's okay. Ignore me.
It would be if someone desperately wants a corner, they could jump here. I think would be a good spot to do it, possibly, or even get in front of the tackles.
That's why I was thinking. I thought I had pick 18 with the Bengals, and I was going to try, but I don't.
I've got the Bengals, and I'm tempted to do it right because I do. I think I would be wanting to take a tackle with the Bengals at 18.
Yeah,
but I also think I'm happy to wait. I think I'm gonna get one of them.
And you've got Vegas and New Orleans ahead of you. So they may well both take tackles off the board, and Seattle. Some of the guys they might want to play into. So you've got 1, 2, 3 teams that's possibly going to wipe that out for you. But
then you've got
my own man. I can make my own decisions.
Oh, I know. I've learned that the hard way. I ain't going to be winning anything. Yeah, you do what you want. You do you.
I was on last night. I was recording a podcast with Go Time Dolphins, who invited me on as a guest to talk about the draft. And Kadeem kept asking, if you're listening, Kadeem, hi, about potentially could the Dolphins get up because the tackles are need, but the run on tackles are probably going to go by the time you get to the Dolphins. And then we've got Capital. It's such a difficult spot to be in. So I really like it for the Dolphins, but I just don't think we can afford to do it. If we are the Dolphins, and I've got the Dolphins too, I'd love to do it, but we can't afford to get up this high.
Just don't pick defensive lineman there, because Kadeem will hate you. He hated me when I did that in the last mock.
No, but we spoke about it. If that's the way that the board falls, then that's what you've got to do. It's got to be a trenches pick at some point. We'll get there. We'll get there. Instead, we are talking about the Broncos. We haven't got a trade offer. We're drafting Bo Nix.
Nice.
Oh, spicy.
We can't afford to wait. He is going to be gone before we draft again if we don't have a trade offer, and we don't have a great deal of capital to be moving about. I like to be able to move back, get him maybe at the back end of the first round. If I can't do it, then I'm just going to have to take the guy.
Yeah, I think he would fit well with what they want to do. You know, someone who, and I hate the phrase game manager, but that, you know, running an offense well, experience enough. I think he's got enough behind him to take the ear bash, and you'll get off Sean Payton as well.
Yeah.
Stu, you with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, I have a couple of choices.
I think you're pretty happy with how the board's gone, if you, in terms of...
Yeah. I mean, I've got a kind of couple of... The thing here is, do I want... I'm torn between corner and tackle here. I don't know what I would do if this was the board that fell to me. I know they've got the left tackle situation sorted out. Can I get a corner later? Can I get an offensive lineman later? That's the kind of debate I'm having here. And where does the drop-off kind of happen? I'm going to go corner and hedge my bets. I would maybe be able to move up in the second round later on. Some of that guys who are going to fall, the more development. So I'm going to go Quinyon Mitchell, the corner from Toledo, because I think it's a need. I think he's one of the best players at that position, and I think the Raiders would really like his kind of style of play. So, yeah, let's go Quinyon Mitchell.
Nice. But we did. So they could potentially trade there. Well, everyone could trade, but like you say, in terms of how the board was and stuff, but they didn't. So let's see. Now it's myself. Yes, it's with the Saints. I think I'm going to go boring again. Or if somebody wants to jump in and trade, there's still there's a couple of tackles left on the board, corners.
Nope.
I'm bothered. No.
I'm going to hold there. Yeah, let you pick that one.
Fair enough. Well, we'll go with the tackle for Penn State, Fashanu.
It's horrible to draft for in this draft. It's almost the boring part of when you're doing a mock draft. 14 because I don't know what it is. I don't have anything against the Saints, even though I'm a Falcons fan. But it just seems like there's so much exciting stuff that can happen at the beginning and then at the back end, working things out. And it almost feels like, yeah, tackle.
But it's a sensible pick for them, though, when you think about it. Yeah. You mean Ramchick is, there's question marks there. And my friend Trevor Penning, he's not worked out particularly well. So sorry, Trev's mum. He hasn't worked out particularly well there. So yeah, Fashanu's just a sensible pick there.
Yeah. Me up at 15 with the Bears. First mistake of the mock draft has already happened. I traded with Stu with the Colts, even though it was me that had the Colts that he nicked off me. But I'm perfectly fine with it happening. Because
I can't count.
I was like triple checking my note.
So this is going to an explanation to our watchers and listeners of how volatile this draft is, because in my latest mock draft, my last mock draft, which I submitted yesterday, I have Byron Murphy going to the Lions at 29. Today, I was happy picking him at 9. And I was going to go because I think he could go anywhere in that range. I would not be shocked if the Bears picked him at 9. And I also wouldn't be shocked if he ended up falling. I'm taking Byron Murphy here. For some reason, overnight last night, I just thought, this makes sense. And it seems from the buzz that's going on that he's going much higher than I think we value him. So I'm taking Byron Murphy.
This is the pick I should be making, this one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, though. I have a choice between two players. Both the same positions, both tackles, and I think they could play at guard immediately. And they've also got the concerns about Abram Lucas on the right side. So it's between JC Latham and Talise Fuanga. I think the Seahawks would choose JC Latham over Fuanga at this point. So that's what I'm going to do. He could play right tackle immediately if they need him. He's also a kind of player I think could play at guard. So that just gives him another piece on their offensive line, which I think would be really good for Seattle. So yeah, let's go JC Latham from Alabama.
Nice. Which leaves myself with the Jags at 17. Again, there's the obvious sort of boring. I don't know. Yeah, I think if the corner's there, they'll take him. And that's Terrion Arnold from Alabama.
It feels late, doesn't it? It's, for corners, doesn't it? Yeah. I know we had Quinyon Mitchell go, but they're better players than there.
Yeah, I think if that happens, the Jags will be more than happy.
Terrion Arnold, yeah.
Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, I think that's lock a good choice there.
Actually, why am I with the Bengals, who love to trade. Jokes.
Yeah, we were after JC Latham, I'll be honest with you. I was not expecting Shu to have taken him, and I think he does go early. We are going to take a tackle because Brown was signed for a year, very, very rarely healthy at this stage. I'm going to take Fuaga because I can play him at guard and I can slot him at the right side. Look, I really like the thought of Mims, but I just don't know if he just doesn't feel like a Bengal. Whereas
yeah, I can't be in there.
It doesn't feel like the right fit, even though we can sit. It just doesn't feel right. So I'm gonna take Fuaga.
Lovely stuff. Pick 19, the Rams. Stu, who do you fancy?
Rams have got a few needs, so there is options. Brock Bowers is still sitting there, and that would be funny with Cooper Cup and Puka Nacua and Brock Bowers, but I'm not going
to
do it.
Are you open to offers?
I don't want to move very far, but
They love trading first round picks. That will do it.
The Rams will do it. Yeah, they'll be up for it.
Do you want to trade with the Commanders to go out of the first round?
No.
I
might later on with some other teams, but I think the Rams have got too many needs just now. You know, they just need to get really good players, and they've got a young roster.
Would you go back to 24?
Let's see, how many picks is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so Dallas. Yeah, I think there's still going to be a player on the board there that I would like for the Rams.
25.
So, what's 25? Who's picking it? He's picking it 25.
Yeah, but not fancy maybe moving up for DeJean.
No, I don't want him to go to the Bengals. To the Packers. because I'm fed up with that one. If you want to,
I'll make you an offer for 20 for Cowboys.
I think I probably have an idea who you want for the Cowboys. So the players I could probably get further on. Yeah, let's talk.
Okay, we will once we finally load.
So we've got the Rams and the Cowboys
and Rams. So we're going. 19 for 24. Oh god, we don't have a fourth, which is tough.
No. Yeah. And you've got a late fifth.
The fifth isn't gonna do it. I'm probably gonna I wanna keep 2 and 3. So I'm probably future next year's third or something like that.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, what about future third or fourth? What about future third, 2025 third?
So that would get it done. But are you happy going with a future rather than not really gaining in this draft?
But they're not. But they've already got another second, 2 thirds, 2 fifths, 2, 3, 4 sixths, and a seventh. Don't really want anything.
Yeah, you've got loads of the back end.
You know, you can package that up and move up a little bit. You know, could you 2 5s flip them and get a 4? Could you flip a couple of the 5s, and move around? Yeah. So I don't think you want anything this year. And then the following year, they're missing a couple of picks in that one. So yeah, let's do it and get the future.
Yeah, so 19 for 24, a fifth this year and a third next year.
Yeah.
Mm. Traded.
Who are you picking?
Brock Bowers. Why is Brock Bowers still here? We've got to take a tackle. We're going to take Amarius Mims.
Yeah, I thought that's you.
The reason for moving up there is because you're potentially being stuck at a position there where Mims has gone. Guyton is the only person that's left, really, that I'd be happy taking in the first round, and he could potentially go Steelers, Miami. It keeps going back and back, and you just can't take the risk. So, Mims.
Like it. A lot of the Cowboys stuff is they can't trade up because they haven't got the stuff. But like you say, if they're in that situation and you can...
make an offer,
you can,
right?
Forget about. Yeah,
you can
make
an offer.
Yeah, if you get the right trade, if you get the right trade partner who wants something for the following year when they've already got loads of picks this year.
Yeah. That's cool. So it is myself with pick 20, which is the Steelers. Again, unless somebody wants to trade, who we got here, who's still knocking about. I was thinking of Mims for the Steelers, so he's off, out of there. They're probably still looking at offensive line somewhere, aren't they?
They might be tempted by receiver.
There's one staring you right in the face.
Mm. There is, yeah. You can go anyway, like corner, receiver, offensive line. I think with offensive line, I think with the Steelers, they could maybe take interior players later on. Like, we still need a center if we're the Steelers. Like, I'm pretty confident that I don't have to take Jackson Powers Johnson here. I'm pretty happy to wait.
Yeah, there's a few good ones coming up.
so it's playing value as well, right? Like Brock Bowers is still there.
Yeah, getting
he's difficult to mock for. He's really difficult.
The Steelers are probably a team that you kind of take out of that because they've got Freiermuth and the giant from Bowers, Washington.
Yeah, Darnell Washington. Yeah.
Are you going to spend another pick on a tight end?
Probably not.
I feel like you're twisting your leg into it. But yeah, I know what you mean, especially that center's just not a premium position. Maybe it should be, but there's a couple down you can get in the third and fourth rounds that I think people think will slot in. So yeah, let's do it. Let's go Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver. It's pretty good value there at 20.
Yeah.
I think Russell Wilson would love that, just chucking it to him and Pickens all day.
Yeah, that's a hell of a combo. Russell Wilson, eh? Anyway, Miami, pick 21. It's your line.
Yeah, hi. Stu, as a Dolphins fan, what is the correct decision?
For me, there's two correct decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Newton or Graham Barton. If we have either of those players on the board, I would be happy with either, if I'm honest. We need interior offensive line. Graham Barton is probably the best guy on the board. But I really like Johnny Newton. We've lost Wilkins this offseason as well. Big money the Raiders paid him. So for me, it would be either of those two. Somewhere trenches, and I think that's the two options for me.
Yeah.
Jackson Paris Johnson is there as well, but I like Graham Barton more.
Yeah. What about tackle? Because
what about what you said?
Not that Armstead cannot play a full season. We're not a huge Guyton fans, so that plays on your mind.
I know we've been burned by a tackle. Well, he's actually come good eventually, Austin Jackson, but it took a long time to get there. I think Guyton is going to be someone who takes a long to get there.
Yeah, exactly. Can you afford development?
Yeah, I would play safe with Miami. Doesn't have a lot of capital. They don't have a lot of cash.
So I'm considering Latu.
Yeah. Yeah, with
Jalen Phillips is going to be back earlier than we expect, right?
And Bradley Chubb's still out. Lost Van Ginkle. Really sad to see him go. Loved Andrew Van Ginkle. So there is space for another pass rusher.
So yeah, we're talking probably Johnny Newton, Latu. Barton. But Barton still, I still find really tricky to place. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's worth it, but I just, will teams value him at 21? I'm not sure. I'm going to go Latu. I think he's... I personally, on my board, I would have Johnny Newton ranked higher. But I don't think the NFL feel that way. And I think everyone loves Latu. So I'm going to go Latu.
I wouldn't cry if he was a pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go Latu.
There we go. Eagles, 22. Hugh Stu.
They love a Georgia player. They pick everyone from Georgia. They do, but I'm not going to. Yeah.
No? Who have they got a tight end?
They've still got Dallas Goddard.
Yeah.
I know, they've just... Yeah, is there enough mouths to feed there, though? They've just paid Devontae Smith a heap of money, AJ Brown's big money, Goddard.
They're going to need another receiver at some point.
They are.
Their
bigger hole is at corner, however. Slay and Bradbury are near that. Cooper DeJean, let's go Cooper DeJean and play him as an outside corner for the Eagles and see how he goes. That's where I'm going to go. I think there's a bigger need. He's a fantastic player. I think they do have the option to move him around as well, you know, if they need to. I think that his value to that team is probably more than, as good as Brock Bowers is, as good as another receiver is, they've got good receivers, they've got good, his value to that team overall would be more, even though Brock Bowers would be higher on a draft board, DeJean for that team would give them more.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. All right, it's myself with the Vikings again. Didn't trade up for the quarterback. JJ McCarthy's gone. I think they might take one here. So it's, yeah, let's do it. Spencer Rattler now, kid. Michael Penix Jr. to the Vikings. They'll say it was the guy they wanted all along. We'll never really know. But yeah, I think they like him, and I guess they're happy.
Love them that much that they passed on him at 11. Yeah.
Passed on him more than times they could have traded for him. But yeah, they just knew. Yeah, Vikings done. They get the quarterback, finally. It's a trade. So it's the Rams with you, Stu. Now it's okay. 24.
Wine passed on him earlier on. I'm not going to Johnny Newton straight in for the Rams. I think that they've got no one's going to replace Aaron Donald. I think the best pass rushers are off the board here. I think the defensive line is where I would go for them. I think the drop off after Newton of what's left is considerable. Some of the other needs they have, they could add another corner, they could some offensive line, but I think you can get that later on. I don't think you can get a Johnny Newton later on. So I'm going to pick him here at 24.
Nice. Doing it against you. It's you again. Yeah. 25 with the Packers.
Oh, it's me again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a tough one. Green Bay is a really tough team to draft for. They picked two tight ends last year, so I don't know if they're going to pick a tight end again. They've got loads of young receivers. A corner is a bit of a need for them, I think. So the corner's left on the board. I think Kool-Aid McKinstry is more of their type of guy. They tend to have certain thresholds that you have to meet to be a Green Bay Packer. I think Nate Wiggins is too small, although I think he's a better player than Kool-Aid, but I'm going to pick Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Nice. Which means me at 26 with the Buccaneers. Oof, 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 oof. Keep looking at Brock Bowers.
Yeah,
they've got
we almost need to scrap this and start again. The fact that he's moved it to
do you know what? I don't know. I could see this happening on draft.
This is what happens if the Colts and the Bengals both pass on ours effectively because they're the go to spots that make a lot of sense. I mean, if someone else did it, like the Saints or Broncos or something like that, fair enough, but they're the two logical spots.
Yeah, I mean, where do you have him on your big board, Ryan?
I don't have a big board, so. probably four. Probably four. I would have Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and probably Bob Bowers.
Yeah, he would be six for me.
Yeah, Romo didn't say above him.
And Joel.
Yeah, that's fair.
There we go. We're still knocking about at 26. Then I want to trade. I mean, I don't know. Again, you're sort of like, would you trade for a tight end? But then you're like, you say that, but like we say, he's a top five, top six player. So why wouldn't you?
It's ridiculous
that we're having this conversation.
Yeah, like Cardinals got Trey McBride, Buffalo, Dalton Kincaid, Detroit, Sam LaPorta, Baltimore. They've got Andrews and San Francisco. they've got Kittle.
They've got Kelsey.
We've all got tight ends at this point, so if he's going to go, then someone's going to have to come back in for him.
I don't know.
Who do the Commanders have?
No one.
Oh.
I think have they still not got Logan Thomas?
I would say that I'd maybe be tempted by Cardinals, but I can probably wait and get him with the next pick, depending on what Brian's thinking here.
The Cardinals, yeah, I don't know if the Cardinals would pick him.
I don't know if it's the same for you, Stu, but Brian's completely frozen. I can kind of hear him.
Oh, no, he's still here.
He can. Okay, that's fine. As long as it's for the recording, that's okay.
The only other team would think is San Francisco ready to move on from George Kittle? They're paying him a lot of money.
There is just like offensive weapon. Like, you know, you can play Bowers or Kittle. Outside a bit, and you know, you think they'd use him in
one of my good pals who's a 49ers fan would kill me if I took Brock Bowers and didn't do something else, but it'd be fun. it wouldn't cause much to move. Get rid of George Kittle, save a bit of cash.
What would it cost?
Just out of interest, what do you think it would cost?
Well, but I mean, we've probably been underestimating trades at this point.
Look, they've got bucket. They've got quite a few fours and a ton of sixes. We've got a couple of fours, three sixes. Fourth rounder, moving up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spots. It's not a lot.
Reckons it would do it.
Yeah, like a fourth and some, like you say, some a fourth next year or fifth next year or something.
Okay, why don't we? Let's try again. So, well, it won't let me. What about that? And then, I don't know, fifth rounder next year or something.
Yeah, well, they don't have a fifth round, and not next year. Fifth yet. Next year's fifth is too much.
Too much. Okay.
I should just play picked.
Well, if you're considering it, then I maybe would consider. Just, do you want to move back one spot?
Yeah.
And I'll give you a six.
Cool.
Why did Arizona want him? San Francisco need it would be better.
Because we're about drafting good players.
There you go.
Would you do it for a six?
I mean, yeah. Well, I don't know. Actually, I should have picked him.
You should just pick him.
I'm going to just pick him. I wanted to pick him. I talked myself out of it. I'm talking myself back into it. Brock Bowers. Yeah, there you go, Tampa Bay. You get a top five player at 26.
He wanted to have a chat with his mates, of GMs, and then went, nah, I'm still picking him, sod it. Phone down.
Do you guys want him? Yeah, actually, I want him too. we didn't swap, so it's you aligned with the Cardinals.
It's now got difficult. Mm-hmm.
Who did the Cardinals pick? Who did we pick? We
Malik stayed, Neighbors stuck. At six. Really, I'm not that worried about drafting for need. I just want to draft who's going to be the best player on the board.
They still have a lot of needs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick Graham Barton.
Nice.
Because we can just get our five best offensive linemen on the board. Nate Wiggins just doesn't do it for me. And the fact I would have liked to have maybe taken AD Mitchell, but the fact we've already took a receiver in the first doesn't make sense to double dip. I've clicked the button. It's Graham Barton.
There we go. I'm glad to see someone's gone him in the first round. I really do like Graham Barton.
Yeah.
Because right, 28 Stu with the Bills.
Oh,
click the receiver button.
It is just a flavor of who I'm going to pick because there's all I don't know because all the ones I like are kind of gone. who's going to be, of all the guys left, who's going to be a go-to guy is my thought for Buffalo. Who's Josh Allen going to throw the ball a lot to? Because I think that's what they're going to need. I'm just not sold enough on AD Mitchell.
I know, but I keep going back to him because I think out of the ones there, he's kind of that true X-alpha receiver. And the others are more like Z move about type of receivers.
I know.
And again, I think he could go higher than this.
Yeah, let's just do it. Because he is that. There's other receivers I like better than him, and I would rather have him a team. But oh, go on then. Let's do AD Mitchell because it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
There we go. Myself, 29 with the Lions. Let's have a look.
They're a tough team to go for as well.
Mm. Yeah, I was on it today, and they've been. The later on you get, it's harder to pick, isn't it? But they're being mocked.
Yep.
Everyone. At this point.
What are you thinking? What position?
I don't know. I was thinking corner.
Nate Wiggins is not a Dan Campbell type player. You need to be able to tackle to play for the Lions.
Mm.
Nate Wiggins would not do that.
Nate Wiggins would get battered at training camp playing for the Lions. He'd be broken.
Not be biting. Are they biting kneecaps?
Not a corner.
Not a corner, maybe edge. So Robinson.
Either or, yeah.
Yeah, true. I don't know. Does anyone want to come up from the second round?
How about the Commanders?
Yeah.
What pick they've got? They pick at
they're not that behind.
No, they're not. They pick at 36.
Let's have a look. So Washington, they're down the bottom for...
Yeah, they've got picks 36, 40, 67, 78, and 100. You know, they've got a lot of picks in that next bunch.
Yeah, I think considering you're dropping out, I think you fourth and probably something else.
To drop, what, six?
You're dropping from 29 to 36. You maybe so. I don't.
Think I think if you look at the board and there's not, like you say, these are very much the sort of end of round one. But that's where we are. End of round one players.
Well, that's the thing. The Lions don't.
I'll tell you
what,
because if you watch on YouTube here, the screen as the mock draft simulator has got it as a fourth. It's not. It's a third because it's pick 100. Would you do it for pick 100? That's the last pick in the third round.
The last pick of the third, it is.
Yeah. I think so. I think, at this point, there's no one jumping out of here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Gives you another night to think about it as well.
Ciao.
Let's go. That's it.
All the Lions fans in the UK are fuming. They've stayed up till... Oh, 3-4 in the morning.
Nobody should be fuming.
No, you shouldn't.
My mock draft simulator really doesn't want this trade to go through. Let's try it again.
Who are you coming up with for the Commanders then?
It'll be Tyler Guyton. Because we're going to need a tackle, but as I said, my simulator really doesn't want this to go through.
Just add in someone else.
Okay, it's not going to go through, but we're just going to have to act like it's happened. Okay, so I've clicked Tyler Guyton. It says Lions there. It's not. I have to put a massive thing over it. It's not Lions. It's the
Cool. Okay. Ravens. Yeah, yourself. Right.
Yeah. So the reason why you make that trade is because I think the Ravens would be interested in offensive line here, because they've been slightly decimated, haven't they? What are we looking at like in the interior?
Offensive line.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's have a look.
Because, so that was, yeah, while you're looking, you can tell me, because clearly I'm using all my internet here to do things.
Ravens depth chart.
So I would have liked the tackles, but what I think, I'm thinking what we could do is potentially take Jordan Morgan and play him on the, I prefer him more at guard, so we can do that, but we also have the tackle flexibility.
Well, the guard,
they lost
got,
John Simpson to the Jets, didn't they?
You've got Ben Cleveland, or you've got Andrew Voorhees coming off his injury. It's penciled in as a starting guard. And there's not much depth behind that either. And you've got Daniel Falele starting right tackle because they've lost... who did they trade to the Jets? Morgan Moses.
Yeah, so they lost Morgan Moses. And did Simpson go there as well?
He went to the Jets as well, yeah.
They moved on to the Jets. I am not a huge Jordan Morgan fan, but the Ravens, I think, have worked him out twice because they went to his pro day and basically worked out his pro day, took control of it. So that might mean nothing, but it also might mean that they really like him. And so we're going to take Jordan Morgan. It's far too rich for me, but we're doing it anyway.
Pick 31. We're nearly there. 49ers, they tried to get Brock Bowers, but didn't let it happen. Nah, not today.
Yeah. Okay, I am going to pick JPJ, Jackson Powers Johnson. I think that he could play, and I think that he potentially is better as a guard. He had played a lot at centre this year, but the year before played guard. He's big enough to play guard. He's a huge for a centre. I think the interior of their offensive line was not brilliant. We've got Banks at one guard, and I can't even remember who's playing centre. And I think it's Feliciano was the other guard. So JPJ to play on the interior of that line. I think he's the best value still left on the board. A position of need for them.
There we go. Which means me to finish the first round off with the Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs. Got to go Ladd McConkey.
Don't give him Ladd McConkey because he's going to be good there.
Yeah. Need receivers, though. Getting arrested or dropping balls or...
Just being a general menace to society.
Yeah. Very naughty boys. There we go. Stressful. Fun.
That's stressful doing that on a recording with two of your mates. Imagine doing that in a draft room and your job depends on it.
Yeah, it's one thing trading with yourself. When you're trying to trade with 31 other people.
Yeah, and trying to predict what all other 31 teams are going to do, that you've got to bounce and jump them to get players. That is tough.
It is. But there we go. I won't list them off, but you'll see them on the screen, who we picked and where. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'm sure you've all done a few mock drafts. Have a go. Let us know if you get it right. You probably won't. It's good fun. And yes, we are just now days away from the draft. Cannot wait. It'd be great to meet with the guys in person. Just have a good time and see what happens. We've been talking about it for so long, just to see who goes where and the sort of drama. Because some crazy trades like we just had, we shall see. But yep, there we go. That's it. That's our final mock draft done for this year's draft. Cannot wait for it to come round. That's it from us. So thank you very much for listening. We'll see you soon.